Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking demand for beef with Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work. With smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemphill County AgriLife Extension.
Back for another bite of the apple of our conversation with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, let's talk demand, if we might, for a moment. Export demand hanging in pretty well. It looks like domestic demand okay as well, even in the face of these higher beef prices to consumers.
You know, so far, demand seems to be holding up well. Prices are high. There's a lot of talk about, high prices and whether or not we're going to see pushback, but we really aren't seeing it very much. Box beef prices had come down in the first few weeks of the year, but they've actually stabilized and started ticking back up a little bit. And that's kind of seasonal as well here. As we get into April, you know, we'll be buying beef in anticipation of Memorial Day and the beginning of grilling season. And right now, we're still on track to do that. And, you know, beef prices are relatively high at the wholesale and at the retail level. That we've also seen sharp increases in poultry and chicken prices. And so, for the consumers, it's kind of painful all the way around, but it all comes down to relative prices, and beef seems to be hanging in there pretty well.
As far as strategy, we've had these higher placement numbers, especially obviously with this latest monthly number. How much longer can we do this? How much longer will we continue to see these placements pile above a year ago?
You know, I'm notoriously bad at predicting that. It always seems to take longer to turn the corner than I think it will. That said, I think it's inevitable that we will turn the corner. It's possible, and, it kind of depends on what the drought does. If we continue to have drought problems, here in the first half of the year, then that's going to push even more cattle, generally speaking, towards the marketplace. And so that might be another temporary factor that kind of postpones that. And then what it means is that there'll be an even sharper drop off at some later date. So we could see this thing hang in there for another month or two potentially on the feedlots, but unless the drought really changes the situation, I think no more than that, we would begin to turn the corner and see these numbers really tighten up.
You mentioned drought. A lot of our folks are very happy to have gotten some rain in the last few days. The drought, though, is like a 700-pound gorilla in the room.
Well, it still is from a national perspective, certainly. We still got very widespread drought conditions, and we may be getting some relief here specifically in Oklahoma. We did have nice, very timely rains that are helpful, not only to the wheat crop, but also for getting us kind of jump-started on pasture and hay production. And that can be very important to us. But that said, I think producers everywhere need to kind of monitor these drought conditions nationwide, just from the standpoint that we have potential here for some fairly broad-based drought induced liquidation that would have market implications as well. It's good to monitor the situation. Hopefully what we're getting in Oklahoma is kind of a down payment on more normal precipitation conditions. But the other hand, as we well know, as we get into spring and the winds blow, the moisture we have won't last all that long. So we will need more in fairly short order.
What advice do you got for cattle producers right now? Given all these crazy things going on, the uncertainty with Ukraine, Russia, and a lot more. What's the advice, Daryl?
I think the focus for producers, as we've talked about for quite a few weeks now, has to be on the input side. We're still pretty confident that cattle prices will generally be higher. There's not a lot that can really change that at this point. So we're going to have the revenue side of the equation looking pretty good. But the cost side, of course, is very much up in the air with even higher grain grain prices, more uncertainty, high fertilizer prices, high fuel prices. And so producers really need to look at where they can make some adjustments. And, the high prices are telling us we need to find ways to do things a little bit different this year. And if we can manage those costs there, or at least keep the cost increases under control, then there's an opportunity for some better profitability this year.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.